Fiction imagines the world as it could be, but facts show the world as it is. Hans Rosling made it his mission to promote what he called a fact-based worldview. The Swedish scientist died yesterday at the age of 68 from pancreatic cancer. Rosling was a professor of international health at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden until he dropped out to devote his time to making science more fun and understandable. He did that by creating interactive graphics. Seems obvious, but Rosling proved how effective it was when he gave a 2006 TED Talk that led to his fame. He took dry information about birth rate, fertility, and family size to show dramatic trends in global health and development, and he had everyone rolling in the aisles.
Here we go. Can you see there? It's China there moving against better health. They're improving there. All the green Latin American countries, they are moving towards smaller families. Your yellow ones here are the Arabic countries, and they get larger families.
David Spiegelhalter is the president of the UK's Royal Statistical Society. He says Rosling turned statistics into performance art.
I remember a very moving occasion when he was speaking to us for a small audience, and he put his usual energy in it, and he had this health and wealth plot showing these dots moving along, and he was building up the excitement. He was doing his sports commentator stuff, waving his arms around, jumping in the air, and the blue dots, which is the sub-Saharan African countries, were catching everybody up, and it was so exciting. And I've never known such a reaction in an audience. This is a stats talk. There were gasps, some sobs.
Yeah, Spiegelhalter says it was the most moving presentation he'd seen in his whole life. He says Rosling will be sorely missed, especially given the current environment.
It's a terrible loss because he was somebody for ages has been saying, he talked about factfulness, that we need facts in public debates. And especially with a time when this is being derided, perhaps, we need him more than ever, or his thinking, because he was unashamedly in favor of telling people how it really was.
Rosling founded an organization called Gapminder in Stockholm, which continues his work of helping people use data to challenge misconceptions about the world. In this climate of fake news and alternative facts, it's work that seems more important than ever.